Red used to work the Hilton, and so did Elvis. And Elvis loved Red.
Red's sister-in-law, Linda Griner.
And who wouldn't?
He met Elvis Presley in Vegas. He was actually the only performer that Elvis invited to his wedding reception. And there were photos of Elvis and Red. Elvis Presley loved him. And he gave Red a big watch inscribed.
You know, it's a funny thing because, you know, as entertainers, and especially Red, I mean, it was like, what was not to love? You know, you could look at him and he'd do something to make you laugh. He just makes you comfortable. And they just developed a friendship from working together. And he loved watching him and listening to him.
After the shows, when I was touring with Sammy Davis, what we would do, especially when we went to Las Vegas, you know, after our last show, we would go up and down the strip and go to all the lounge shows. You know, we'd go see the Traineers or Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. Or if Red was working a late show, you'd go see it. And of course, Red would always recognize you in the audience and ask you to, you know, you'd get up. Sammy, come up here. Sammy, sing a song with us, you know. Oh, Red, no, I'm off. No, you ain't off duty. Come on. You know, and Sammy would get up and do something and goof with Red a little bit. And he'd ask me to get up and do a few minutes. But that's the way it was in show business in those days. In the lounges, the lounge shows, that's where everybody went till dawn, you know. And it was party time, you know. And again, they were doing a lot of chemical stuff in those days, too, to stay up all night long, you know.